All right, we are in Siman Kuf Hey. The last 3 weeks we've learned only one sif each week. And in fact, each sif tackle was a totally separate, connected, but a separate topic. This week, sif Dalid, Hey, and Vav, and to a certain degree sif Zayin, are connected. Dalid, Hey, and Vav deal with the din of chaticha shenoga bechaticha, one piece of food that's hot that touches another piece which is hot. We're not dealing now with the issue of klirishin klisheini. We're talking all of the klirishin, and the difference. What we're going to focus on is the difference between bishul and tzli. Until now, we haven't made any difference between different ways that things become hot, and we were talking about bishul, about things that are cooked. Typically, bishul means with liquid. Things that are cooked with a liquid. The the Mechaber here makes a distinction between bishul and tzli. And Sif Dalet is going to Sif Dalet Hey and Vav, and to a certain degree Zayin, are going to be teaching us these klalim, the rules of when a bliya travels. Or how much it travels in sleep. So, as always, here we go, Sif Dalet Hey go together. It's not really possible to learn one without the other. Because the Ramaz Ha'ara on Sif Dalet, he leaves, so you have to Sif Hey. So we have to learn Sif Dalet and Hey together. Be'me Devarim Amurim, all that we've learned in the past, this Kishanach Olotecha Tavshol, is talking when there was something that fell into a Tavshol, into a cooked food. Because liquid causes a spreading of bliyus into evenly into the whole tashel. Aval iser ben cham ben kar shenafel al tzli sheitz al ha'esh, but an iser whether hot or cold that fell onto tzli, which is by the fire. Tzli means something which is being roasted. Tzli, the same thing is true about afia, anything which is without liquid. That fell onto some tzli that's on the fire. Ella kedei netila. It only asks kedei netila, shehu ka'ivei reichiv etzba, which is the thickness of a finger. Which means, now it's not to be confused with k'dei klipa, k'dei netila are two different things. K'dei klipa, we said iru is mevashel, k'dei klipa is the thinnest klipa you could cut off of something. K'dei netila is the thickness of a finger, the width of a finger, close to an inch, less than an inch, but that thickness is how far the bliya goes. And they're coming out, it comes out from what we're learning so far. Let's say somebody is cooking, has a steak that's grilling on his grill, and he takes a piece of iser. Let's say he's got some garlic that was cut with a milchiker knife, and he garnishes. He puts it on top of the steak. Right. Let's say the garlic was iser itself, just because I don't want to get into confusing things. The garlic was iser itself, and it was put on top of the steak. So that garlic would asa the steak only kedei netila. I guess if it's a thin steak, then it'll be the whole steak. But it's a roast beef or something. So that, the Mechaber is saying, that is only going to go in kedei netila. It's only going to go in if you cut the beef in half. The top half will be the inch, or the three quarters of an inch on top will be aser. And the chelik on the bottom will be mutter. That's what the mechaber says. What? Same with the slice of cheese on cheddar. Well, we'll have to see. But yes, the pashtus is what we're saying now is even with a slice of cheese. A pat of butter. Well, if something that turns into liquid. All right, there's a halacha earlier in the end of Tzadik Aleph. There's an important, not so well known halacha that. If liquid drips, even cold, onto meat, let's say in the refrigerator, there's some milk spilled and it dripped onto meat. Now, normally, if milk drips onto something, we wash it off and it's okay. We have a concept that meat has pili-pili, cooked meat has holes in it, it absorbs physically, and therefore we'll chashish that the milk went in. So if you have butter that's on top and it melts, so it's no worse than if it was cold. It would go in. I'm telling you where it's yavish b'yavish, there's no liquid. Just two dry things, like a garlic with a that people garnish a steak or a roast beef with. So that, even if that garlic was somehow iser, the mechaber is saying it would only go kidei netila.
We're saying that this all depends on the direction that it fell. If it fell side by side,
we're saying now it's alo eish, so there's no difference side by side, right? Because now the mechaber doesn't want to get into it. Until sifaf, he doesn't get into it. So the mechaber, to make it less confusing, is talking here all, even afilu alo eish, he means, because you know, he's saying it only goes kidei netila. You don't need shishim. Even if there's no shishim, it's still mutter.
We'll talk about
yeah, even if there's shishim, you have to take the entila, which we're going to see in a minute. Lefikach, yerech shetzalei begid. The Shulchan Aruch gives two examples. One example is yerech, a side of meat, which was roasted and the gid hanosha was not removed. It's roasted with the gid hanosha still inside. So how far does the gid hanosha aser? Now right away you'll ask, ain't beginning benois and time. Get on nosha kin aser. So the shach right away in sifkaden. Which one is it? Yud beis. Pirish the shamnei shall get oisim in the rabbanon. The get on nosha, which is nisadei raisa, it's takedado, doesn't aser. It's nice time of gap. But the shamnei shall get the fat around the gid, which is oisim in the rabbanon. So that could aser. So getting back to the Shulchan Aruch, afichach yerech shetzalei begidai. Oy chatichas iser shetzalei chatichas heter. Or you roasted iser and heter, one touching the other, v'noigeyazeh b'zeh, tzarech lahasa kedei netila saviv agid. You have to take off kedei netila around the gid, in the case of the gid anasha, v'chei mechaticha makim shenogai b'chatichas iser. And also the chatichas heter, you have to take off from the place that touched the chatichas iser. Now, before we go weiter,
isn't there, we're getting ahead of ourselves with the
shamnus. Oh, so we'll talk about shamnunus in a second. Okay. Just right away, you'll see in Tazayin, I told you when we started this simin, that the mashal is machmir here on everything. Here also, the mashal quoted in Tazayin, says b'shari duloi mechalek bechamai de bishul ayai de tzli with tervayu aiser hakoel shari du ras is no matter what to kasa marshal perakol abasa simen ayish akei nikr. Marshal holds he's machmir, he says there's no din of kedei netila that it goes bekulai. So again the marshal is being machmir by one of the strange twists that we're going to have here in the Shulchan Aruch today. This chumra of the marshal will turn out to be a kula, which we'll see in a few minutes. But Pashas, it's a chumra, right? The Shulchan Aruch says, Dei Netila. Mashal says, there's no difference. Yaveh Sholach, it goes Bekulai.
Tatoy Gavar,
doesn't mean if the heter is on bottom. It means if the cold is on bottom. Tatoy Gavar. The Torah Gavar doesn't mean if heter is on bottom and this is on top, so the heter makes this go away. The Torah Gavar is only the heat of the bottom is Gavar.
Does it tell me to pass him like the mashal bringing him down like this?
Well, you're going to see. He quotes the Ramah afterwards, and he says it's not nafkamina. Because you have to see the Ramah is going to be machmir for a different reason. V'chein, back to the bottom line. V'chein im nafal iser achaticha shepekdeira shechutz l'raitit. It's not only if you're roasting. What happens if you're cooking, and you have a cholin that's cooking, and you have a potato that's totally out of the liquid? It's not in the liquid of the cholin. And you neither stirred the pot nor covered it. If you cover a pot, then the hevel fills up the pot, the steam, and it's considered kulay b'techa raitit. If you stir it, obviously the same thing. If you didn't stir it, you didn't cover it, and the piece is totally outside of the liquid, then it's like sleep, because it's outside of the liquid. Then ain't eiser el kedei netila. Then only as is kedei netila. There's a shiloh, what happens if it's half in, half out? If a piece of meat is half in the liquid and half the air, you have a chalet. So you have a potato or a piece of meat, which is half in the liquid of the chalet, and half of it, half out. And some issa fell, but not into the liquid. It fell onto the pod that was outside. So this... What?
More than an inch out of the...
more than an inch out, yeah, okay. So this is a machlokes Rashi in the Ri, in Hilchos Basa B'Cholot. Chaticha half in, half out. The way, when we learned it in Yeredeya, we made ourselves a simon, how to remember this machlokes. If you write in script letters, a resh, a shin is bigger, and a yud. Right? The shin usually is a taller letter than the resh. So if you write resh, and a shin, and yud, so Rashi is sticking out. And the letters re are in. It helps you at all. Help me. You follow what I'm saying?
You still have to know if it's called in or out.
Rashi Shita is when you have a piece half in, half out. What? No, don't write it the same size. The simon won't work. The shin, Rashi Shita is that a piece of meat which is half in, half out, the part that's out is out. It's sticking out. The Rishita, if you have a piece which is half in, half out, it's in. It's if it's kulay beraitiv. You follow?
Yeah.
So the according to Rashi, what we're learning so far, it's a kula. Because according to Rashi, if you have half of the potato out of the challah, and this falls on the potato, so it only asks is kedei netila. You cut off that piece of potato, and the rest of the challah is water. According to the Ri, if the issa falls on the potato, it's as if it's in the pot, and then if there's no shishim, it'll acid. Now, if there is shishim, it'll be a kula the other way. If there is shishim, the Ri would be a kula. Because he'll say a drop fell in, but it's mutter, it's bachel b'shishim. Rashi will still say the kedei netila is acid. So that's the machlokes Rashi.
Anyway, even according to Rashi, doesn't end up a kula because it answers the piece, and then it continues to
answer
the.
Okay, we're talking here like the mechaber. Mechaber doesn't hold that way, and at any rate, we pass the lechumra like the both shitas, like Rashi and the Ri, and we machmel like the shita like the chumra of both. So let's read inside. Aval im beraitiv l'Rashi kula. Aval im he beraitiv l'Rashi kula l'Ri afilu mitzasa. If it's partially in the writing, like the Ri, it has to be kula. Like Rashi, it has to be kula beraitiv. Otherwise, it's not beraitiv. Ula Ri afilu mitzasa. Oy afilu kula chutz l'raitiv v'nir akisa akadeira. Or even if it's kula chutz l'raitiv and you stir it or cover the pot, raitiv mefafeya hatamu ma'arvei v'nichnis bekulai. So then it goes in the entire mixture. So far so good. So far it's simple enough. We have a kula of kedei netila, that iser taruvis, iser that goes into heter. If the heter is tzili, that it only asks kedei netila. That's the kula.
If the tzala and the pizza was outside, if then you stirred it, we don't have an issue of
chatichnas nevela. We will. It's just confusing, and I didn't want to stop. So sifhei continues. When am I saying all this? When do I say that Sli only asks is Kedei Netila? That's only talking. Something like the Gidan Noshe or something similar. Davar Kochush. It's talking about something. It's not a Davar Shamein. It's not a fatty thing. It's a Kochush, I guess. Kochush literally lean. Means weak.
Lean.
What? Lean. That's something. It's something lean that has no fats. So such a thing doesn't go bekula. Avol. Shem b'kayach lefafei b'chalaticha. Avol gedi shamein shetzalei b'chalbay. If you have a fatty piece of meat, of a gedi that you roasted with its fat, imbein b'chala gedi shishin nega kol achelav shabay. Osir lechol afilu meresh aznay. If it's something that's shamein, it travels in the entire animal, even the tip of its ear. Shekivin shu shamein mefafei abakulay. something that shameng travels in the entire piece of meat. Aval mukachush, but if it's something that's lean, that has no fat, aval pishem by shishim nega kol achel of shabai, then even if it doesn't have shishim, ain't a yisal kedai netila. Let's just swallow this, then we'll get to the next part. What he's saying here is that there's a difference between Isser Kachush and Isser Shameng. That the Isser Kachush does not travel Bekulai, only goes Kedai Netila, as we said till now. But then Isser Shameng, something that's a fatty Isser, that even by Tzli goes Bekulai. Now we're going to see in a minute that there are more holds of a chumra that we're not bekiyim ben kachush l'shamei. Now we're not sure, generally speaking, we'll have an exception, but generally speaking, we're not bekiyim. And when something is called shamei, that it travels, and when something is called kachush, and it doesn't travel. Therefore, this halacha becomes a tremendous chumra. What we're doing is, as you'll see in a second, we start the day that Sli is more kuladik. Because Sli only goes Kedei Netila. And we end the day that it's more Chamer. I'll tell you why. If I have a Issa that falls onto something but Sli, well, if I say it asks Kedei Netila, so that's a Kula. It only asks Kedei Netila. If I say it asks the whole thing, it's a Chomer, it asks the whole thing. But if there's Shishim, it's a Kula. Because, all right, I lost the whole thing. It's like double or nothing. If you have shishim, the whole thing is mutter. And if you don't have shishim, then the whole thing is awesome. But if you're going to say you're not a baki if something is kachesh shamein, so you lose on both sides. Why? Because if issa falls onto something bitzli, if there's no shishim, well, kachesh shamein, and it asks the whole thing. And even if it's kachesh, even if it's there is shishim, so it's not going to ask the whole thing. But you can't be makel that it's shamein if you're not sure. And it'll ask only kedei netila. It'll still ask the kedei netila. So it comes out, you have two chumras. You have the chumra of kedei netila and the chumra of asurim bekulai. And the marshal, who doesn't hold of this whole din, holds it always asks bekulai, would actually be a kula. Because if it asks bekulai, then there's no issa kedei netila when there's shishim. But since we don't pass like the Masham, so we're machmir the two chumras together, and it gets worse, because if you look in Pisrei Tshuva Yud Aleph, Pisrei Tshuva Yud Aleph brings I am a Tshuva Shemarekeach, Telepei Simin Tesvav Shehela, Din Bishlu Kach Beloy Netilas Makim. Let's say you have such a situation where you have a potato and Issa falls on it. And there is shishim. There is shishim. So if it's shamein, it only asks the kedei netila. You have to take off kedei netila. Let's say you forgot to take off the kedei netila. Now you put this potato into a chalent. Vein shishim negad adetila. The mutter. The shemarekeach says that if you cooked it without netila smakim, that it's mutter. Omnam dafka bedava hanira l'shamein. You're only allowed to be mekel something that appears to you as a dava shamein. So you're being mekel that it goes bekulai. Avu bedava hanira l'kachush v'netila medina aser. But something which looks to us to be kachush. Amiyikar adin and nizkadei netila. Just when machmir to require shishim because they don't know bekiyim. Bein shishim negad adetila aser medina aser bein shishim negad adetila. Chekasa prima god. Again, nirla kachsh ben netila medina aser bein shishim negad adetila. Then davar netila medina and kedei netila is mikra adin. Then aser bein shishim negad adetila. Then if you later put it into a pot, you take that potato and put it into a pot. You need shishim kedei the whole kedei netila. Which means that the kedei netila sort of is nas nevela, and you need shishim kedega the entire netila, so that it comes out that sli is actually a chumra, not a kula. When you have shishim by tafshul, it's a heter. It's a spritz a mutter. Hashem can hear where it's not here. It's a chumra.
Why should be mutter kedei netila by kafash? It's a din aser. Why shouldn't I need shishim? The first half.
You do need. The first half, he's saying, is in a place where it's only a chumrah. He says that's only talking about davah hanira lishame. I'm the davka davah hanira lishame. The first half. Some that's near a shame, so it could be mekel that it went bekulay. And even though ain't no bekiyim, but since chadicha nas the veil itself is a chumrah, so we're not going to be machmir both chumras together. The she'en came a davar nero lekachish of this medina, so they were not going to be mekel. So the way it turns out, sli is actually much halach lemaisa is much more chamor, not much more kal. Because the din of kedei detila makes it a complication rather than a kula, because we're never going to be making a kedei detila, because we're machmir and maybe it goes to kulay. Yet the kedei detila, when the kedei detila turns out to be a chumra, then we hold of the kedei detila, and akedei kach that will even say nasa nevel on the kedei detila and olasa vaita. The mechaber has the hold of chetichah nasa nevel by shari surim. So, as you always point out, the Sfardim have it better, right? The since the Derech HaLechatich and Asnavela comes out, a very big. All right, so till here.
How could there be something in Nira Shamin? We're not Bekim, what's Kakash? How could we be Bekim and Shamin?
Well, we're certainly Bekim Shamin. You have a fatty piece of meat, you know it's fatty. And you take a look at a steak, you know it's fatty. So what? I'm not a baki. What kachish and what shamek? So I can't answer you. It seems that chicken is at least a suffix shamek because there's a few things are mentioned. We'll have it a minute. Dam is mentioned. Blood is not shamek. Or what? Kedei netila. What do you mean in the mixture? If then it asks, that's what he's saying. In the second mixture?
No,
originally?
The thickness of the
Nitzilah. If the original, the question is, if I understand correctly, the question is this. Let's say I have a piece of tzli, and issa falls on it, and the drop of issa, the shishin. But asa kedei netila, so the kedei netila is asa. So you want now the kedei netila should be chayzer and asa the rest? Is that
of the drop of
this. The tila itself has shishim connected to issa, then it's mutter, nachinami. If the kedei tila itself is shishim because it's just a spritz that went on it, then achinami, then it'll be bottle of shishim, then it'll be mutter. Because it definitely goes kedei tila, that went out misuk. A spritz of a liquid onto a dovet tzli, then it'll go.
Spritz is a liquid.
But it's not bishul, it's still.
You mean,
it's not
a chetichah.
Would you
do that?
So that's the kon, you're right. What?
If it was less than you have to take off the kedei netila, if it was less than shishim,
if the shishim has. If the netila has shishim kedei netisir, then you don't have to take it off. It's true, if it's a drip of milk onto meat, then the chashish should be end, so there'll still be a problem. Because of the pili chumra, that voice chayshish v'ben in the of a liquid, but if it will be something, let's say that touch, let's say a garlic or something that touch, and the shishim in the netila, then it'll be mutter.
Now,
if the shishim connected to the netila, you don't have to. If connected in the netila itself has shishim, so you, of course you don't need, because it's basal shishim. Simply is basal shishim. What's the problem? The bliya goes a certain distance, kedei netila. Now, if it's bottle in the kedei netila, if it's such a small amount of iser that it's shishin kenegin, that's what we're talking about. Okay, you're talking about a different case.
If the three quarters
of an inch.
Right. Possible?
Yeah.
It's definitely physically possible. Is it common? No. And it goes it's sideways also. It's only going to go that distance. Wherever it lands, it's going to go down and sideways. Okay. I don't think so, because the Shach says that those who mention Klipa here, it's Lav Davka, the Shach, and what is he? That says those who mention Klipa, he says it's a toss. And he's Lav Davka, knock at Klipa, he means the Tila. Tefillah in all directions. Yeah.
All directions.
The whole, the same way I'm saimach, you know, in a tassel that it spread, even though it landed in one spot, I'm out to the whole thing, including that spot. So the right of is mevabel it. So same thing, I have this kabbalah that it goes kedei netila. It doesn't say we're mistupik if it goes kedei netila. Bliya goes kedei netila in the thing it touches. Doesn't seem to be a suffix. Does someone say maximum? I don't think so. Okay, I said an inch. An inch is incorrect. I just want to say, Gaidol is 0.9 of it, 9/10 of an inch. And an etzba is a little, it's not more. So it's a little less than an inch. What? No, the idea is not that you're safe. I think the idea is that it asks. It doesn't say Elosh HaSafik. We know Mambivado is that it asks. That's my understanding, that it goes Bekula. Now, the second half of Sif Hei is a controversial concept.
What's the story that something could ask a Netilo? If not Netilo, everything. It should be a middle ground. It sounds like a physical thing. Something could be a Netilo, something could be half, and something could be three quarters, and something could be whole.
When we started, I think I told you that we are not going to make tests on Kedei Netilah, Kedei Klipah, Bekulah. I mean, if you taste it, then it's Osir, right? If you taste it, it's Osir. We have certain assumptions, and beyond that, we assume it's Mutter. If you'll taste it, it'll be Osir. Now, Vafilu, this is the last part of Sif Hei. Vafilu Chaticha Se Isir Kchusha. Now remember, we're going now with the Mechaber, who is a Baki between Kachash and Shamein. I told you, Rama said, Ein Ono Bekiyim. We're going to Beis Yosef, who was a Baki in Kachash and Shamein. Says Afilu Chaticha Se Isur Kusha, the Chaticha Se Hetesh and Nitzos Imashmeina. Even if you're going to have a situation where the Isur is Kachush, it's the can't go Bekulai. The Heter is the one that's fatty, like you have a piece of garlic of Arla, let's say, and you put it onto a steak. So garlic, I want the garlic to be Isur. Garlic can't be Arla. I'm sorry, it doesn't grow on a tree. I'm sorry. all right, you have something. So what spice grows on a tree?
What do you need spice?
What? Anyway, whatever it is, an isser that you put onto, it could be klayim, okay? You have a piece of garlic that's klayim, and you put it into onto a steak. So the garlic, I'm assuming garlic is kachush. And steak is shaming. So l'chayr, there's no problem. The isser is kachush, and isser kachush doesn't go on a kedei netila. So after Shulchan Aruch, ha isser mefafeya bekula. Nevertheless, the isser is mefafeya bekula. The isser spreads in the whole heter. This is called heter mefatim le'isser. That means that the heter, which has the fats, is mefate the iser. It causes the iser, which is kachush, itself to become a dover shamein. Heter mefate l'iser. So I'll read it again. Afilu chetichas iser kachusha, v'chetichas heter shnitzus ima shmeina, ha iser mefafeya bekula. V'chol dover, sheyesh lai pipua, shenafel l'mokim yedua mechaticha b'tzli. And he adds what I mentioned earlier, something that is mefafeya, that is shamein, and it falls on a specific spot, bitzli, afapishyesh mechaticha shishim levat le'eser. Even when you do have shishim, tzarech netilas makim, you still need tilas makim because it goes, wait, before you turn to the Ramah, I just want to discuss this concept of hetem mefatel le'eser, which is a difficult concept. What we're saying here is we're accepting a certain mitzvah that we have a Kabbalah from Chazal. That when you have things bitzli, when you're roasting things, and het and iser touches heter, if they're both kachush, it only goes kedei netila. If the iser is fatty, it goes in the entire piece of heter. And now we're saying a case where the iser itself is not fatty. This itself is a piece of garlic that's not fatty. It doesn't have kayach to be mefafeya. But because the heter is fatty, therefore heter mefatim leiser, which means that because the heter has fat, it causes the garlic to go and to give iser to the entire piece of meat. Heter mefatim leiser, it gives it over its attribute of pitum, which means the iser itself can't go bekulai because the iser is kachush. But because it touches the pitum, therefore it goes bekulai. Now, the question is how you understand the mechanics of how this works. I don't like to get into the mechanics, but l'chaira, this is a contradiction to the klal which we discussed numerous times of ein anesa yachal esa b'makom sheina isa atzma yachal eila sham. Let's think. I have a lemon, and the lemon is heter, and I cut it with a treifa knife. So I say that even though lemon juice can give taste to more than shishim, but ein hanesar, the lemon which became iser, can go to a place where the fats from the knife, they couldn't go. So since the fats of the knife are batel b'shishim, so therefore the lemon or the lemon juice is also batel b'shishim. Why don't I say the same thing here? The garlic itself is the iser. It doesn't have kayach to go more than kedei netila. So now, because the nesar is mefutim, because it asks kedei netila, that kedei netila has in it a fattiness. So now it could go bekulai. But ain't a nesar yachal eser, but makom shein iser asma yachal
eilasha. There's a difference between kayach and how much there's in there. When we say they have the lemon, there isn't shishim of the iser in there. Here there is shishim. It just can't travel. Now you have a lubricant, something to take it with it, to be able to spread it around.
You're saying a difference, but you're answering the question. The question was that The question was that the Nesar can't be worse than the Iser.
But here there is shishim there. It just doesn't have travel. The strength to travel around.
Right.
So now it went onto a taxi to take it around. It took the fat of the other thing and it's going around. Okay. But there is shishim there.
So what you're saying is that the garlic becomes fatty.
The garlic becomes fatty.
So that's the question. The two ways to learn the mechanics of how this works is the pshat that the garlic becomes fatty, and now the garlic can travel. It has wings. It could travel. Is that the pshat? Or is the pshat that the garlic is kachush? Just the garlic asks some of the meat. Now that meat is shoving and it travels. So you're saying is the first way, not the second way. Then we're going to say the garlic asks the meat, and the meat which is fat, the fattiness travels. So then we have a kasha. So rather, let's learn that the shamnunis goes into the garlic, makes the garlic a davar shamein, and it makes it be able to travel. So let's see the Taz Yud and the Nekudas HaKesef. This has nothing to do with Chatich Nas Nevela.
That was the original cash.
Okay, good. Because otherwise, we'll say in an Esar that the meat can't answer. What you're saying is in an Esar that the meat which became Esar can only answer if it goes with the garlic. If the meat travels without the garlic, then it can't. Okay, nachinam. So let's see. That what we're saying now is the Taz and the Kudus HaKesef. So let's see Taz Yud. First he brings Kosev Beis Yosef Zen Nilmad Bimashemitzinu Kein Besimikov Ches Lein Yurecha Milsa. There's a Shaila Simikov Ches. Recha Milsa has nothing to do with Zeya. It's a separate concept of Reach Asering. The Afilo Heta Shamein Oser. There even Heta Shamein has a din of Shamnunis. It gives the Isser a din shamnunis. Laman the Sfira Leirechem also. Vatav de heta also. Umefatim leila Isser. Vechayzev an Isser Reach leha heter. Now, if you read these words, he's saying, ha heter ozel umefatim leila Isser. The heter goes and it's mefatim the iser v'chayzav and iser reach laheter, and that goes back and gives reach to the heter v'kashul. The kosev mahari bagar shari dura b'din reach milsev zelushayne. Tzarch lechalik bein zeh bein hadam rina chen en nesa yachal laeser al b'makim sheyasa atzva yachal leilacham. What's the difference here? And the rule of Eina Nesi Yechalas and Makam Shari Sa'as and Yechal Eil Hashem, Darnami had a Vela Kusha, Ein Lo Pitum. Here too, in that case, the Vela is the Kochish thing. Ein Lo Pitum, it itself doesn't have the Kach to be Mefafeya. So he answers, the Reach Shani. Why don't we say Eina Nesai, the Reach Shani, Lefisha Pitum, Eilach HaReach, Vahatama Kochish Imai. Because Reach Milsa is different. Because the Reach is the pitum moilach hareach v'atama kochosh imay, because the pitum takes the reach and the tama kochosh and makes it travel. So he says the taz is shmami night the ikra chum rezu mishum reichi the shamla yich bislam b'hach svara deina nesi yachalasa. So frek the taz over this whole chumra we're learning out of reicha milsa, and yet there itself lo yich bislam b'hach svara nesi yachalasa. And therefore, we ask her over there. So just like we ask over there, we ask over here. That's the source. V'kiva de berecha milsa kaim la misim kof ches de b'dievet mutter amayye kan osur afila d'yeved. But by recha milsa itself, which is the makar for this, we say it's only osur l'chatchilah, it's mutter b'dievet. Why over here should it be osur afila b'dievet or ain kan ela isareyach dach svaradein anesa nemra afila b'noigim zemzeh. This is his kasha. His kasha is that if you can explain Eina Nesar, like by the din of Recha Milsa, there we're not machber only lechatchila, and we're not machber b'diyevet. That's the Taz's kasha. He brings later in the second wide line that the Beis Yosef himself has this kasha. Eidik she Beis Yosef v'sof simin zem yimashakosim b'tur d'Eina Nesar afilo mehet ha-shamein mutter. So the Nekudas HaKesef here on the side, which is the Shach, in the Nekudas HaKesef, comes to answer this Kasha. Lo Kasha Midi. See, it's Tzatz Reisi Metarzim, Ve'al Dvarim Bilti Nechayim, Lo Kasha Midi. Nekudas HaKesef answers, Gahacha, Kivan Dehi Isser Machmas Atzmai, since the Isser is Isser Machmas Atzmai, meaning, and on my example, the garlic, is not an Isser Balua. It's an isamach masatzvay. Im ke miyad mefatem leha kochush. He learns that the meat fattens the garlic. Vahada ozel umefatem leheter. How do we touch this? Miyad mefatem leha kochush. Vahada ozel umefatem leheter. And then the isa can go into the meat, which is heter, and be mefatem it. Okay, that's these two and a half lines, these three lines are what he's saying. One more time. He iser machmasas, him came. Miyad mefatim lakochish. The meat is mefatim the garlic. And then the hadazel, then the garlic goes, and mefatim laheter. It's mefafeya and the whole heter. So the language of Nekudas HaKesef, brief though it is that the garlic itself becomes a davar shamein. Because when you put garlic onto a steak, onto a beef, and the beef is fatty, it makes the garlic fatty, and once the garlic becomes fatty, now the garlic has the kayach to go and to asa. That's the lashon of the Nekudas HaKesef. Now that's a chiddush. It's not exactly the way you were saying. It's the same lamdus, but here we're saying not that the blia, when it enters the meat, becomes mefutim, but that the garlic itself becomes a davar shamei. Right. Makes the garlic a davar shamei. So the Chavis Das writes on this that the Chavis Das is in Sukkot Yud Aleph that if you learn like this Nekudas HaKesef, it comes out of Chiddush. Now let's say I now take the garlic off of this steak. I take the garlic and I put it into my vegetable soup. Oh no, that's no good, that's cooking. Yeah. I go and I put it on a different davar tzli. I'm roasting heter, a different heter, and I put it there.
That's
kochush. This garlik, loy tishach, loy nekudas hakesef, already became a davar shamein, and this davar shamein now is going to be able to ask other things. Chavis Das says that you can learn differently. You could learn that the garlic doesn't become shamay. It's only the bli of the garlic which goes into the meat that becomes shamay. He says this will be enough kamina between the way that the Kutzer Kesef learned and the way and another possible way of learning. Now, this is going to become a little more complicated because later, Shachat Siv Zayin will seem, he himself will seem to learn differently. So we're going to wait, and we're going to come back to this. But there are two ways to learn why Hetem Mefatim Leeser. Why this Chumra, the Mechaber doesn't bring two Shitas. As a matter of fact, for what we've been doing lately, it isn't pretty good because we haven't had come out any Machlaikas in here. We have Einon Mekiyan. But there's no machlaikis yet. Here we have, I think, the first machlaikis we have today. Two ways to learn heter mefatim leeser. Either that the heter is the heter gives fats into the iser, into the garlic in my case, and makes the piece of iser shamein. Or, no, it's just the kayach and the bliya, that when the bliya goes, it's able to travel. These are the two ways to learn.
How do we deal with this?
With what?
So he
brings a Risi Mitarit, a different Mahalach, but I think the place can deal with the with these two ways of learning mostly, at least the Chavis Das.
So according to the way the Chavis Das is, why don't you have the same Kasha though?
So because there are two ways. Either way, we have to answer that the garlic, in my case, the Isser, becomes fatty. And therefore it could travel. So once it travels, it gives time, like you said. But in that, there are two ways of understanding it. There's one way to understand, like the Lashon of the Kudus HaKesef, that the garlic itself becomes a Dav HaShamin. The other way to learn is that the Bliya becomes a Dav HaShamin. And there's Nafkamina, we only have one Nafkamina so far, Legabe, the piece of garlic, to fall into something else, to touch other tzli and how much it would answer. If it's a double shaman and that, yeah.
Is there enough meal alaka if you keep the copper for shaman, if you're having things shaman?
There's no difference in loya tatoy, if that's what you mean.
No, I mean, it's halakha. There's no concept of. What about the shaman? It doesn't matter what the Easter put on it.
So what comes out from here is that so far we don't know any difference if the Easter is shaman or the heter is shaman. Whichever one is shamein, since heter mefatim leeser, so it's always going to answer. And now we turn to the Ramah, and we have the Archumra, the Chol Mavushal B'loi Raitiv.
What's the Ramah of the Mechaber? Listen to the Mechaber.
The last line, that you need the Tila anyway.
Yeah.
You mean
if it's shamein, why would you need the Tila?
Okay, let's see. All right, let's see. The last thing the Mechaber said is that even in a case where you have shishim, you still need kedei netila. Now, I said for us, we're not bekiyim, so of course you need netila. But the besides, it was a baki. So according to him, why do I need netila even if it goes into shishim? So this kasha, the shach brings from the Trumas Hadesha, from the Mari, shach tesvav, tzarch netilas makim. That's Mari. The Chalecha Devatel B'Shishim Ein Tzarich Lo Netila V'Lo Klipa. Why should you need more? Naturally, Barshal B'Sev Hatzir Shalai Parakid Hanasha Kasev. The Bekashko Shiesh LaHatzich Klipa V'Bluch Netila V'Tzli Apidika Samach. Aval Shamein Yafa Kasev Mari. V'Machmir Havi K'Sil B'Chayshe Chaylech. So Barshal says, if you're Machmir more than me, then you're a fool. Then Yaksil B'Chay Shechayle, and he says a list of names. Kagav Yechasa Maram Padova, and Dasarav Gavit Sleeve, Varesh Kal Gavit Melicha, Kamachabach, and Yechasa Kam Bahaga, Bechain HaPaiskim HaKaidim, and for some of the Saibim came. Says the Paiskim Hamu for some of all the other way, he brings them up like this. The Taz, though, answers the Kasha. Taz in Yod Aleph answers the Kasha. He says, "Tzartil smakim shabai se makim nechshav heisat fei kilu hu be'en." The Nilman mi Pesach ayimish ksafti simin tzadik dalit. So that he's saying the Marshal says it doesn't make sense. If it goes bekula, it doesn't go kedei netila. If it goes netila, it doesn't go bekula. He's saying that even when it goes bekula, shabai se makim nechshav heisat fei. The place it landed, the iser is more chashuv. It has, I guess, more taste. And that's why you need kedei netila in addition to the shish. The Rabbah brings our chumrah. Chama bushel b'lay raitiv ayafoi dina katzli b'chal davar. Anything that's cooked without gravy, even if it's baked, it's not tzli, dina katzli b'chal davar. We don't mean dafka roasting. Baking is the same. Okay, that's posh. V'yeshayimrim zot the Rabbah dein anu b'kiyam eze mikri chachash eshamim. V'yeshlesa b'chal inyan adi ikashishim. We are machbir tashishim. V'afili ikashishim tzarech netilas makim. V'achi dog. So we have a chumra of both ways. Is there any exception to this chumra? Sakta Rama. Dafka bi iser chaylev, a shar iser, the shayach by shamunis. When I'm talking here, Sakta Rama, I know no bikiyim, you have meat, you have fats. How fat is fatty and how fat is lean? So we're not bikiyim. But, avol bi iser dole shayach by shamunis, vu bevadai kachush, eri iser rakadei natila. Something that's definitely kachush, there's no shayla. We can be mekel. What's an example of something that's definitely kachush?
Garlic
is definitely kachush. Vegetables don't have fat in them. I don't know. So the shach brings an example. He brings blood. Shach tezayin. Sharis in the shayach beishamnunis. Bismar bekama duchti the dam lo shayach beishamnunis. Blood is not fatty. Okay, how often does a shark go with blood? I'm not sure, but blood is not fatty. Even that he has a kasha. Miu b'sif tesis bar the noigin l'shar b'malicha b'shishin. I feel b'kachish l'gamri. Ken hu adim b'tzli. He has a kasha that we find out by blood. We are machmir. So Prima Gadam answers that 1 minute he says blood is kachish. Malicha, what's malicha? You salt something, it draws out the blood. When it draws out the blood, it doesn't draw out only blood. It draws out blood and other parts of the fats, other moisture from the meat comes out. So he says, when do we say dam is kachush? If somebody has dam hakaza, he has blood that was drawn, so it's plain blood without anything, without any mixture. So blood is kachush. Dam alicha, that's shamein, because the blood that comes out with a certain amount of fat from the meat. There's one area there in blood, it rises.
Yeah, it's like
you mix
fat
and
water,
separate. Okay.
You can separate.
You can separate.
We bring a raya to Prima Gadam because by Malicha, I have some rubah, it's mutter.
It's not true. Some place don't make here just like the Malicha. They're not going to have some rubah, they compare it. There's one example where we're making kedei netila halacha l'maisa. It's a halacha I mentioned here within the last 12 months. I mention it every year. What? Pesach by? Where do you have tzli? There's one place that the Shulchan Aruch actually brings, the Mishabura says to be saimach that it's kachush by a matzah kfula. If you have a matzah that's kfula, a matzah that's folded over. Before Pesach, we're not going to bake matzahs on Pesach when it asks the mashu. We bake all our matzahs beforehand. A matzah that's folded is considered to be vadei chametz. If it has all the dinim of a matzah kfula, so it's considered to be halachically vadei chametz. When you have a matzah that has a kfula on it, we're not going to break off the kfula plus a kedei netila around the kfula. Why? Because it's yavesh b'yavesh. It's matzah matzah. And it's tzli, and it's alfui is dina ketzli, and it goes whatever chametz there is in the fold, it goes kidei netila into the rest of the matzah. Now it will be a davar shamei, and it will go in the whole matzah. But because we're saimech that matzah is definitely not a davar shamei, it's just flour and water. So therefore, we're mekel that we're saimech on kidei netila itself. You just have to be careful when you buy. In a matzah bakery, they sell shvarim. You can buy broken matzahs. Usually it's a dollar cheaper or so. You buy broken matzahs, you have to be hope that whoever's breaking the matzahs for the matzah bakery is careful to break kedei netila. It used to get me very nervous when I saw the fellow working there. He was chick-chock everything, and I don't think he took kedei netila around in the matzah bakery where I saw it. I don't think he took kedei netila around the things he broke off, which was used to bother him. I used to tell him. So he held some kfulim and not real kfulim. He might be right. But if there's a real kfulim, you have to be careful. And what? The kfulim is chavis. What? Because Shulchan Aruch says that in a place where it's kafel, it doesn't bake well in the kefil. If the kfula has a skin, like matzah has a thin, if it has a skin, it's not a kfula. But it's folded, and at that place, there's no skin. When you open it, you see it's white. So a chayshish that it's chavitz. Regardless how thick, if it's not kafel, it's fine. Or it's kafel, it's worse. Yeah. So the... what? Kedei netila is a finger. A finger. Less than an inch. So they have to break it around. I don't know, it gets me nervous. I stop buying shvarim. I buy only shleimim. Because... No, shvarim, sometimes they break off, it's burnt. Sometimes they break off... The truth is, they break off a lot of different things. So, it's a sex faker. Well, there are certainly some fools. I'm not passing anything. I just meant to give you an example. All right, let's just learn sifav. So next week we get to some zayin. Sifav is a simple sif. Davish yesh like pipua b'tzli. Even though we say that it goes b'kulay b'tzli, if one is hot and one is cold, hatach de gaiver. Tzli is no different than bishul. We say tatoy gaiver. Lefikach im nafal cham al tzaynein, eini oisa al kadei klipa. Therefore, if the hat is on top and the cold is on bottom, even if it's shamein, it only asks kedei klipa. The nafal tzaynein al cham, imein behete kedei get iser, shishu kedei get iser, hakol aser. And cold on tahat, hakol aser. So this is a simple, seems to be a simple sif, that just like we learned in Sif Gimel, that tatoy govar by bishul, the same thing tatoy govar by tzli. Now, what we learned today is half the story. Which half is missing? Because today we only talked about Isser Machmas Atzmai. A piece of garlic that's klayim, and it's Isser Machmas Atzmai. That's what we're talking about. Siv Zayin, we're going to go to a whole new area, in Issa Bolua. If the thing is not Issa by itself, it just has a Bliya of Isser, there are a number of kulis. You're all familiar with the expression, Ein Bliya Yaitza Makli Lakli Balai Raitiv, which we mentioned numerous times. And we're going to have a shita that ain't bli yaitzim ha'eichel ha'eichel b'lai raitiv either. And then we'll talk about eichel l'kli. So today we had kamat no machleiksin. I mentioned machleiksin Rashi and Dari. And then the two ways to head to mefakta b'li iser. We're going to make up for it next week if it's Hashem with Sisa.